This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of March, 2025. Essence, sweet children, this knowledge makes you cool. This knowledge finishes the fires of lust and anger. Such fires cannot be finished by you performing devotion. Question. What main effort do you have to make to have remembrance? Answer. At the time of sitting in remembrance of the Father, not even your own body should be remembered. Be soul conscious and remember the Father. This is the effort you have to make. It is in this that there are obstacles. Because you have been body conscious for half a cycle. Devotion means remembering bodies. Om Shanti. You children know that solitude is absolutely necessary for remembrance. You cannot stay in remembrance of the Father in a crowd as much as you can in silence and solitude. When children study in a school, they study in solitude. Here too you need solitude. Even when you go touring around, the pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. This study is very easy. For half a cycle, since the beginning of the Kingdom of Maya, you have been body conscious. The first enemy is body consciousness. Instead of remembering the Father, you remember bodies. That is called arrogance of the body. Here, you children are told to become soul conscious. Only in this is effort required. You now have to be liberated from performing devotion. Devotion is performed with your bodies. You have to take your bodies to pilgrimage places, etc. You go to have a glimpse, to do this and to do that. Your bodies have to go. Here, your only thought is that you are souls and that you have to remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. To the extent that you remember Baba, accordingly your sins will be cut away. Your sins can never be cut away on the path of devotion. An elderly person would have the concern that if he didn't perform devotion, there would be a great loss and he would become an atheist. It is as though there is fire in devotion and coolness in this knowledge. The fires of lust and anger are finished by this. On the path of devotion, people have such devotional feelings that they continue to make effort. For instance, they may go to Badrinath and have a vision, but what happens then? They would have that pure feeling and not keep anyone but Badrinath, the Lord who transforms, in their intellects. Previously, they would go on foot. The Father says, I fulfill their desires for a temporary period. I grant them a vision, but I do not meet them through that. They cannot receive this inheritance without me. Only from me do you claim this inheritance. All of those are bodily beings. You receive this inheritance from only the Father, the Creator, whereas all the rest, whether living or non-living, are the creation. You cannot receive the inheritance from a creation. Only the Father is the purifier. Kumaris have to be very cautious about being influenced by bad company. The Father says, by becoming impure, you receive sorrow from its beginning through the middle until the end. At present, all are impure. You now have to become pure. The incorporeal Father comes and teaches you. Don't ever think that it is Brahma who is teaching you. Everyone's intellect should go to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is teaching us through this one. It is Shiv Baba who teaches even you daddies. What hospitality will you offer him? You bring grapes and mangoes for Shiv Baba. But Shiv Baba says, I am the one who is beyond experiencing. Everything is for you children. Devotees offer bhog and then they distribute it amongst themselves and eat it. I do not eat it. The Father says, I come to teach you children and make you pure. After you have become pure, you claim such a high status. This is my business. They speak of the versions of God Shiva. They don't speak of the versions of God Brahma. They do not say Brahma speaks. Even though this one may be conducting the Murlis, always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is conducting the Murlis. Baba understands when someone will be shot by an arrow very well, and so he enters the one who is speaking. The arrow of this knowledge is said to be very sharp. There is so much power in science. There are so many bomb blasts, etc. You stay in so much silence. You achieve victory over science with silence. You purify this world, but first you have to purify yourselves. According to the drama, you have to become pure. This is why destruction is fixed. You have to remain very cheerful by understanding the drama. We now have to go to the land of peace. The Father says, that is your home. You should go to your home in great happiness. You have to make a lot of effort to become soul conscious in this. Baba emphasizes this pilgrimage of remembrance. Only in this is there effort. The Father asks, is it easy to remember me while walking and moving around or while sitting in one place? People on the path of devotion sit and turn the beads of a rosary so much. They also continue to chant Rama, Rama, but there is no benefit in that. The Father tells you children very easy methods. When you are preparing food or whatever else you are doing, stay in remembrance of the One Father. On the path of devotion, when they prepare bhog at Srinath, they put a cover over their mouths so that there isn't the slightest noise. That is the path of devotion. You have to remember the Father. Those people prepare bhog, but no one eats that. It is only the family of the guide who eat it. Here, you know that it is Shiv Baba who is teaching you. On the path of devotion, they don't consider it to be Shiv Baba who is teaching them. Although they have created the Shiv Purana scripture, they have mixed Shiva and Parvati and Shiva and Shankar in that. There is no benefit in studying that. Each one has to study his own scripture. The people of Barat have the Gita, and the Christians only have the one Bible. The scripture of the deities is the Gita. There is this knowledge in that. It is only knowledge that is studied. You have to study this knowledge. You do not have anything to do with the books that mention anything about battles. We are the ones with the power of yoga. And so why should we listen to things about those who have physical power? In fact, you do not even have a battle. You conquer the five vices with the power of yoga. Your battle is with the five vices. There it is human beings who fight human beings, whereas you fight your own vices. Sannyasis cannot explain these things. You are not taught to do drill, etc. You only have the one drill. Yours is the power of yoga. You conquer the five vices with the power of yoga. Those five vices are your enemies, and out of those, body consciousness is number one. The Father says, each of you is a soul. You, the souls, come down here and enter a womb, whereas I become present in this body. I do not enter a womb. In the Golden Age, you stay in the palace of a womb, and then, in the kingdom of Ravan, you go into the jail of a womb, whereas I simply incarnate. This is known as a divine birth. According to the drama, I have to enter this one, and I name him Brahma. I name him Brahma because he belongs to me. When children are adopted, they are given such beautiful names. You were also given very good names. There was a wonderful list of names that came through a trance messenger. Baba does not remember all of the names. There is no connection with the names. Names are only given to the bodies. The Father now says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, that's all. You know that you are becoming worthy of worship deities and that you will then rule. Then, on the path of devotion, there will only be your images. Many images of the deities are created. Souls too are worshipped. They create saligrams out of clay and then break them up at night. They decorate the images of the deities, worship them, and then sink them in the ocean. The Father says, they even create an image of me and feed it. And then they say that I am in the pebbles and stones. They have degraded me the most. You have become so poor. It's only poor ones who then claim a high status. Wealthy ones are scarcely able to take this knowledge. What would Baba do by taking so much from wealthy ones? Here, everything is created through every drop of the children. They say, Baba, put one brick in my name. And they think that in return they will receive palaces of gold and silver. There is plenty of gold there. There will be bricks of gold. Therefore, buildings will be built of it. So the Father says with a lot of love, sweet, sweet children, you must now remember me. The play is now coming to an end. The Father gives methods to you poor children to make you wealthy. Sweet children, whatever you have, transfer all of it. Nothing will remain here. Whatever you transfer from here, you will receive it 100-fold in the new world. Baba doesn't ask you for anything. He is the bestower. He is simply telling you a method. Everything here is to turn to dust. If you transfer something, you will receive it in the new world. It is now time for the destruction of this old world. Nothing of this will be useful. This is why Baba says, open a university come hospital in every home, through which you will receive health and wealth. This is the main thing. Acha. Night class. From the 12th of January, 1969. You poor and ordinary mothers make effort at this time and claim a high status. In the Yagya, it is the mothers who help a lot, whereas very few men become helpers. Mothers do not have the intoxication of becoming heirs. They, women, continue to sow the seeds and continue to create their own lives. Your knowledge is accurate, and then there is devotion. Only the spiritual father comes and gives you this knowledge. If you consider the father to be your father, you would definitely claim your inheritance from him. The father continues to inspire you to make effort and continues to explain to you. Do not waste your time. The father knows that some are good effort makers. Some are of a medium level and others are of the third level. If you were to ask Baba, Baba would instantly tell you whether you are first, second or third. If you don't give this knowledge to anyone, you are third class. If you don't show any evidence, Baba would definitely tell you. The knowledge that God teaches you when he comes then disappears. No one knows this. According to the Dharma plan, no one can attain me through that path of devotion or go to the golden age. You children are now making effort. However much effort each of you made in the previous cycle, you continue to do the same. The father can understand which children are benefiting themselves. The father says, come and sit in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan every day. Baba, by following your Srimat, we will definitely claim this inheritance. You definitely need to have keen interest to make others the same as yourselves. I even write to those at the centres. You have been studying this knowledge for many years. And if you are unable to teach others, what have you studied? You children should make progress. Throughout the day, there should be thoughts of service in your intellects. You are in the stage of retirement. There are ashrams for those who are in the stage of retirement. You should go to those who have retired. Tell them the aim before they die. How will your soul go beyond sound? Impure souls cannot go there. God speaks, constantly remember me alone, and you will go into retirement, the land beyond sound. There is a lot of service that can be done in Benares too. So many sages live there in order to reside at Kashi. Throughout the day they continue to chant, Shiv Kashi Vishwanath Ganga, The Ganges came from Kashi through Shiva, who is the master of the world. Let there be constant applause of happiness in yourselves. You are students, are you not? You are doing service and also studying. You have to remember the Father and claim your inheritance. We are going to Shiv Baba. This is Man above. However, many are not able to remember him. They continue to gossip. The main thing is remembrance. It is remembrance that will make you happy. All of you want there to be peace in the world. Baba says, explain to them that peace in the world is now being established. This is why Baba gives greater importance to the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. Tell them, that world where there was happiness, peace and purity is being established. Everyone says that there should be peace in the world. Many continue to receive prizes. It would be the master who establishes peace in the world. In their kingdom it was peace in the world. There was one language, one kingdom, and one religion. All other souls were in the incorporeal world. Who established such a world? Who established peace? Foreigners too understand that it was paradise, that it used to be there, Lakshmi and Narayan's kingdom. Peace in the world is now being established. Baba had explained that you should use the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan when you go around everywhere in the mornings, so that the sound enters everyone's ears that that kingdom is being established, that destruction of hell is just ahead. You know that according to the drama, there will perhaps still be a delay. This is not in the fortune of eminent people. Nevertheless, Baba continues to inspire you to make effort. Service is continuing to take place according to the drama. Acha. Good night. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Remain very cautious of the influence of bad company. Never go into the company of impure ones. Do the service of purifying this world with the power of silence. 2. Understand the drama very clearly and remain cheerful. Transfer everything of yours to the new world. Blessing. May you be constantly obedient, and while seated on the heart throne, receive a tilak of success from the Father. Every day at Amrit Vela, the Father, the bestower of fortune, gives a tilak of success to each of his obedient children. You obedient Brahmin children cannot use the words hard work or difficult in your speech or even in your thoughts. You have become easy yogis, and so you never become disheartened, but are constantly seated on the heart throne and are merciful. You finish any consciousness of I or any feeling of doubt. Slogan. Do not think about the date of world transformation, but fix the time for your own transformation. Aviat signal, adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Those who are royal souls with the personality of purity are called goddesses of manners. They cannot have any impurity of the vice of anger. If there is the slightest subtle form of anger in the form of jealousy, conflict or dislike, that too is a fire which burns inside you. Externally, you don't become red or yellow, but you become dark and dirty. So finish that ugliness and become honest and clean. Om Shanti.